USA Radio News.
Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 a second time after experiencing a rebound case last week. The president, who received both vaccine doses and a booster, first tested positive on July 21st and experienced mild symptoms. He exited isolation on July 27th after testing negative, but re-entered after testing positive again on the 30th. Rebound cases such as this have not been extensively studied, but have been attributed to the antiviral drug Paxlovid, which Biden did take. He will remain in isolation until he tests negative again, the White House physician stated. She added that he continues to, quote, feel very well, end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A lightning strike ignited a giant fire at an oil storage facility in Cuba, prompting 1,300 people to flee, displacing an additional 600 and injuring dozens, according to the office of Cuba's president. Of the injured, 36 remained hospitalized Saturday evening, five of whom were in critical condition, the Ministry of Public Health said. At least 17 people were missing. The lightning was reported Friday night, and officials said it struck one tank and sparked a fire that spread to a second tank. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba said federal law authorized an American response, including disaster relief. It said U.S. officials have been in touch with Cuban authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
About 80,000 tourists are stranded in a southern Chinese beach resort after authorities declared it a COVID-19 hotspot and imposed a lockdown. The restrictions came into force on Saturday morning as authorities sought to stem the spread of COVID-19 in the city. Within the last 2 days, there were 358 cases so far. China's ruling Communist Party sticks steadfastly to a zero COVID approach. Railway authorities banned all ticket sales, while all flights were also canceled on Saturday. A 37-year-old woman is facing vehicular manslaughter charges in connection with a fiery wreck in Los Angeles that left five people dead, including a pregnant woman and a child. Officer Franco Pepe, a California Highway Patrol spokesperson.
LA County Fire went ahead and initiated their triage procedures. They had eight patients at the scene that were transported, one in major condition and the other seven in minor condition.
Nicole Linton, who investigators say was driving the speeding vehicle that smashed through traffic at an intersection, is currently in the hospital and cooperating with California Highway Patrol investigators. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.